President's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the trademark.
On November 22, 1963, President John F. Kennedy rode in an open car through the streets of Dallas, Texas. At 12:30 p.m., as the motorcade drove down Elm Street in Dealey Plaza, three gunshots rang out.
There has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound.
In the six decades since Kennedy's assassination, there have been thousands of books, TV shows, and movies about his presidency and its shocking end. But history is never static. New information is always coming out, giving us an even fuller picture as to just what happened and who was behind it. In the last few years alone, tens of thousands of documents have been released by the federal government, many from the Central Intelligence Agency and Federal Bureau of Investigation. What's in them, and how does it change the narrative of the assassination? I'm Paul Brandis, and in my new book and podcast, Countdown to Dallas, I examine the seemingly unconnected events that all came together that tragic afternoon in Dealey Plaza when a lone shooter named Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated the President of the United States. But I go back a lot further than that, all the way back to 1939, in fact, when Oswald was born into an unstable and dysfunctional family. Angry, resentful, and at times violent. We'll explore Vietnam, Cuba, the Soviet Union, where Oswald lived. We'll also look at the Secret Service, the culture of the American presidency, and challenge the conspiracy theories that have stained the pages of history for far too long. Subscribe to Countdown to Dallas today, and you'll receive a notification when the first episode airs at the end of October. Learn more or buy the book at evergreenpodcasts.com.
On any given day in Washington, policy proposals are created, debated, and decimated by tens of thousands of people and organizations working behind the scenes. On 80 Proof Politics, a guest and I will visit a D.C. watering hole and distill the art of advocacy by pulling back the curtain a bit and taking a look at how they play their part in the sausage factory we call our federal government. So if you're at all interested in how the sausage is made, pull up a chair, grab a drink, and join us. After all, what goes better with sausage than a tall, cold one?